Canadian farmers are rightfully frustrated right now. Between Chinese tariffs on canola, U.S. trade pressure, and a volatile geopolitical backdrop, the risk profile of farming just went up again. There's a growing narrative that Ottawa chose autos over agriculture by keeping EV and steel tariffs on China. I don't think it's that simple. What the Carney government has really done is prioritize the United States over China. That matters, especially with the Prime Minister headed to China next week. Yes, engagement with Beijing is necessary. China is Canada's second largest canola market, but the reality today is that the U.S. is number one, driven by renewable diesel and biofuel demand. With a CUSMA review this year, auto, steel, energy, and biofuels dominate Washington's trade agenda. Removing EV tariffs to appease China could create bigger risks south of the border, where Canada's future increasingly depends on U.S. policy decisions like 45Z. Ottawa is walking a tightrope. Farmers deserve urgency, transparency, and progress with China, but securing stable access for canola into the U.S., among other ag commodities, is going to pull rank. I'm Sean Haney.